This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we're taking your phone calls at 513-749-1444. That's 513-749-1444. You're listening to WAIF. The bottom of your dial, you can't go no lower than this.
Because sometimes, you know, this is a crazy, mixed up, muddled up, shook up world, man. And people do crazy, crazy stuff. Sometimes people suffer from alcohol madness. Sometimes people suffer from potato madness.
Really?
And they go bazonkers. And they go cuckoo. They go cuckoo loony bird crazy, man. They act all, you wonder, what in the hell is this guy thinking about? I mean, what's going on? Why do you act the way you act? You just want to, like, look at them and go, why did you do that? That wasn't a smart thing to do, but yet you still did it. Why? You want to ask people that all the time.
Here's our next big news story. This is direct from Boise, Idaho.
Potato madness.
Yeah. Two employees of the Boise, Idaho ice skating rink have been fired for making a midnight fast food run in a pair of Zambonis.
What?
Now, Rob, for those in our listening audience who don't know what a Zamboni is, it's not a sandwich. It is not an Italian meatball sub. What is a Zamboni?
A Zamboni is actually named for a guy named Zamboni.
Really?
Right.
And what did he invent?
They are made now in the slums of Los Angeles. It was a really nice part of L.A. when he started the factory, but now it's like in South Central or Watts or somewhere. It's in a really crappy neighborhood. They make them there in Los Angeles where the guy started the company. And they are basically ice resurfacing machines.
You use them in hockey games.
Between periods of the hockey game at your local skating rink, they're the big giant machine with the big rubber tires. They come out and they blow a thin layer of hot water onto the ice, and then that takes away all the nicks, cuts, and scrapes out of the ice and leaves you with a nice, flat, clean surface.
Too bad they don't have one of those for your face.
What? How about a power sander on your face, you pig?
Well, your complexion could be improved a little bit.
Your complexion would be improved massively in the dark.
I'm just giving you a little fashion advice there, my friend the moon.
Why don't you put a bag on your head?
Okay, listen. This is out of Boise, Idaho at the ice skating rink there. An anonymous tipster reported seeing two big ice resurfacing machines, Zambonis, chugging, and they go about 5 miles an hour, I think, chugging through a Burger King drive-thru and then returning back to the ice skating rink at about 12:30 a.m. on November 10th. These vehicles have a top speed of about 5 miles an hour, and it took them about a mile and a half to get to these Burger Kings. The two young Zamboni operators, both temporary city employees whose names and ages were not released, had to negotiate at least one intersection with a traffic light on their way from Idaho Ice World to Idaho Burger King. So let's call that ice rink and see if anybody's there. We're going to call Idaho Ice World. See who answers the phone and ask them if they'll rent us a couple of Zambonis because we're hungry. We'll see what they say. This is Good Clean Fun on the Chris and Rob Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
There you go.
The Zambonis.
See, check it out. I got a little ice skating rink music going on here.
I don't know if they have seatbelts.
Oh, really? That would be illegal to take out on the road.
I don't know if they have airbags.
I don't think they do.
I don't know if they have turn signals.
Apparently, they got big, sharp blades, and they spit out this, like, hot water. But according to the people here at the Idaho Ice World, the Zambonis were not damaged on their way to the Burger
thank
King.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. We're calling Idaho Ice World. The home of two run-amuck Zamboni drivers.
Don't you hate it when
Cutting Edge Sports store hours are Monday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m.
Ice World, see if they answer
the phone. And there's the number of the Burger King that's on the same street.
Oh, well, let's call them. We'll ask them if the drive-thru is open for Zambonis tonight.
It's the same street as Ice World.
Okay.
Eisenman Road there in Boise. So we'll see if this is the one.
Now all of our listeners can look it up.
Well, if they have access to that Yahoo News, they can look it up.
Yeah.
So anyway, these two cats, it's like midnight, and they decide they want a hamburger. And you can't say, hey, guy, once you hop in your Vega and go bring me back a burger.
No, you have to hop in your Zamboni.
No, it's both of them. Get on the Zamboni with me.
Now, this is going to be the topic for the rest of the night if you want to call in at 749-1444. What is the one stunt you've always wanted to pull off? Is it driving your Zamboni to the Burger King drive-thru, or is it something else? Did you always want to rappel down the side of the Statue of Liberty or something? We want to know, what are the things that you want to do? You, the listener, that's you listening tonight. What do you want to do besides drive a Zamboni through a Burger King?
Are we calling the Burger King now?
We think this is the Burger King, which is down the street from this one.
Yeah, I'm Burger King with Steve.
Hi, Steve. My name's Chris.
Yeah.
How late is the drive-thru open?
It's open 24 hours.
Is it open that late for just cars, or can Zambonis come through, too?
No Zambonis.
No, you don't let Zambonis come through? Were you working the other night when the Zambonis came through?
I was not, but I got off at 11, but I found out through one of my employees.
Did you hear about it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell us what happened. We're calling from a talk show in Cincinnati on the radio. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And
hi.
Together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. So tell us a story, because we read about it in the paper, and we're fascinated by these guys that drove the Zamboni over to your restaurant.
Well, I guess there was a couple bozos that were the Zamboni drivers there in at Idaho Ice World. And I guess about 12:30, they decided to drive them over here and go through the drive-thru.
What did they order?
That I don't know.
How far away are you?
2-3 blocks tops.
So it wasn't that far. It's not like they went halfway across the strait and rappelled across Snake River Canyon or anything.
Well, no. The only person that successfully do that is Evel Knievel.
Were you around when he did that?
Yeah, no, my dad was.
Really? Did he see it?
Oh, yeah. He's got pictures in his trailer with him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Does he know Evel?
Yeah, well, he had three boys and two girls, so, I mean, he gets his fair share.
In Evel's trailer or in your dad's trailer?
No, he was in Evel's trailer.
He was in Evel's trailer. Because, you know, we're near Cincinnati, and that's where he made his famous Kings Island jump when he retired. And he came back, and he jumped at Kings Island. He jumped a bunch of school buses at Kings Island.
Yeah, see, I've just been fascinated since my dad told me, oh, yeah, I met him. I had pictures with him in his trailer. I'm like, oh, prove it.
Yeah, he's just from Montana, which isn't too far from Idaho.
Hey, AJ.
AJ.
Was you working Zamboni night?
See, they call it Zamboni.
It's a new holiday.
So you didn't know?
Yeah.
Okay. What did he say? He was too stoned to remember?
I don't know.
He said, I couldn't tell you if I was working or not. I think if you look out the drive-thru and you see a guy sitting on a Zamboni, you should remember it.
Well, yeah, but he's usually in the kitchen, so.
So how's this work? A big giant Zamboni comes through the drive-thru. Isn't the speaker like at the level for a Pinto or a F-150? How's the speaker pick up all the way from the top of the Zamboni?
Yeah. We are loud, and it's got really good hearing.
What's your clearance there at your drive-thru?
Evidently low enough for a Zamboni.
Did he actually pick up his food and make the run successfully?
I think so. Nobody called to complain until the boss from over there called.
Is this the most exciting thing that's happened in Boise ever since Evel Knievel jumped the Snake River Canyon?
I would think so. It was all over the news.
Is Idaho just like we think it is on Napoleon Dynamite and that kind of stuff?
I ain't got a clue. I ain't never seen that show. I'm a redneck.
You're a redneck? I thought Boise was a big city.
Oh, it is.
And your college there has blue AstroTurf on the field.
Yeah, that'd be the Broncos. We're 12-0 now.
Yeah, you're like ranked in the top 10 or something.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? You guys are pretty tough out there. How come your drive-thru is open 24 hours?
They want more money.
I have a question for you. How are the French fries served at the Boise Idaho Burger King made with Idaho potatoes?
One more time.
Are the French fries served at the Idaho Burger King made with Idaho potatoes?
Well, yeah. They're all spuds.
Graciously
given to us by Simplot.
Do you know the two young men who drove these Zambonis through your drive-thru? I mean, are these guys you went to high school with or anything?
I ain't got a clue who they are.
You don't know who they were? Oh, I figured out there, you probably know everybody. It's probably like Mayberry a little bit, right? Don't you know everybody in town?
Yeah, we try to know everybody.
How big is Boise? What's your population?
Too many. It's getting too big. California's got to go back.
Well, all the movie stars are coming out there to vacation and stuff?
Yeah, they ain't coming over here. They're just sending everybody else that can afford to live over there.
All right, so if we wanted to talk to these two guys who drove the Zambonis, you don't know who they are or how to look them up, because they did not release their names in the news reports that I could find.
Yeah, I ain't got a clue. I mean, probably the best bet's going to be... if you've already called Idaho Ice World.
Right. Uh-huh. Hey, if somebody buys a large fountain Coke for, what is it, $1.29?
$1.47 tax.
Wow. If somebody buys a $1.47 fountain Coke, how much actual merchandise are they getting? What is your cost on that product?
That I ain't got a clue.
You're not gearing for management, are you?
Huh?
You're not trying to work your way up into management, are you?
Oh, I am, but I don't see that part.
The profit part? You don't see the making money part?
I'll be right with you.
All right, who you got a customer?
Well, guys, I got to go. I got to take care of some customers.
Are they in a Zamboni?
Not a clue.
Okay, have a good night.
Get to the window.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
Self-proclaimed Idaho redneck.
That is the Burger King in Boise, Idaho, the site at which two young men drove a pair of Zambonis from Idaho Ice World through the drive-thru on last weekend on November 10th. And that was the story of the week. Live from Chris and Rob at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
My car cost about $45,000.
Really?
Yes. My car is a very expensive car. You know how much a Zamboni cost?
How much?
$75,000.
How do you know that?
Because this, according to the Associated Press, a Zamboni cost $75,000.
Really?
$75,000. And my guess is these kids, I don't know if they have insurance. I don't know if they're street legal. I doubt the kids have insurance to be driving them down the street. So you got to, like, you know, these kids got some chutzpah. That's good for them.
This is the Chris and Rob Show. If you've ever dreamed of driving a Zamboni through a White Castle drive-thru, or if you have any other fantasies or aspirations that you would like to discuss on the radio with Chris and Rob and our listeners, feel free to give us a call here at 513-749-1444. That's